The High Court has dismissed the interlocutory application seeking to stop the privatization of the Electricity Company of Ghana. A cost of 2,000 cedis was awarded against the applicant, Saka Salia. Mr. Salia sued the Millennium Development Authority, MIDA, arguing that it lacked the capacity to act as an advisor in the concession arrangement for the ECG. He claimed that the conduct of MIDA breached the law because it authored and circulated the draft tariff methodology. But the presiding judge, Justice Efia Novisi Ayeni, dismissing the application, held that the plaintiff does not have the capacity to initiate the action. The judge stated further that Mr. Salia's action was an abuse of the court process. Justice Ayeni said the plaintiff had no direct interest in the case and also failed to demonstrate that he'll suffer any damage if the MIDA process is carried out. Other parties to the suit were the Public Utilities Regulatory Commission, the Attorney General, and the Energy Commission. Mr. Salia has indicated that he'll pursue the case further to ensure fairness.
So the ruling, if a citizen mindful of the fact that the government is not doing what it's supposed to do, can take any action. You heard the judge herself quote a lot of authorities. That shows that a citizen has that power, you know, to come to court and then press on an interest that is public interest. In this particular case, I have demonstrated beyond a reasonable doubt that I have personal interests and I have the interests of the public. And for the court to just rule this thing based on technicalities, I think it's much more disappointing. But look at what is happening. The ECG, this concession thing that is going, we have not even gone into the substantive matter, you know. And because of technicalities, then we throw it out and then go ahead and go and consummate such sordid contracts. I think that is so disappointing. And in Ghana, we should not be doing that. My counsel was not even in court because he had other engagements within the court given to him by the Chief Justice. And I will have to consult with my lawyer. Then after that, we know the next course of action. But personally, I feel like this case is not even over yet. But I want to, you know, carry on to its logical conclusion. To leave this matter just at this stage, I think it would be unfair, would be, you know, foul injustice.
You heard the plaintiff, Saka Salia.